This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ready when you are.
Thomas, it must be very satisfying to have made a switch like that at the break and seen it pay off so quickly.
Yeah. Very good. Second half, very bad. First half. Disappointed with the performance first half from our perspective. What a goal from Kane. You know, shouldn't be possible to score from there, but Kane, he's possible of doing that. In general, just not a top first half. What I'm pleased with, because football is won over 90 plus minutes, and we all dream about playing the perfect 90 minutes. Very rare that happened. Of course, I expect us to do better than we did first half, but we hang in there with good recovery runs, good blocks, and a brilliant keeper with a lot of good saves. Then second half, for me, I need to look it back, but my feeling and what I remember now is that that was probably our best away half performance of the season. I think we were composed on the ball. I think we found much better position to play around them and behind and switch. I think the high pressure was much more nailed. First, I was a little bit too much back and forth. So we won the ball higher and then created dangerous situations. Scored two fantastic goals to switch the game around. And then we changed to the 3-5-2 because we know they will add pressure and they put more offensive players on the pitch. And we dealt with that, and we not only banged in, but also the 3-1 goal is after high pressure. Yeah, very happy. Yeah, definitely. Of course, our thoughts go to Ivan, and we already talked about that, and we are very aware of that. And to place 20 goals in the Premier League is not easy. We talked about it 2 days. Yesterday. Yeah. Time flies. We actually have good players in the squad that can score goals, and every single time Wiss is playing instead of Ivan, he scores. He did again today. Kevin, he will score goals. He's such a threat going in behind, and no doubt about that. But of course, the big praise is to Brian today. He is grown more and more to be a key player for us. Works so hard, fantastic pressing player, can score goals, assist, link up, but maybe lacked enough goals, probably a little bit unlucky in some situation. We hit the post 7 times last year. We're talking about the margins, but he works very, very hard on the finishing. He does that especially with Justin Cochrane, but also Kevin O'Connor, to that those two finishes he made today, and I was very pleased to see that his hard work paid off.
What's the atmosphere like in the changing room after that performance, and is there a lot of talk about potentially sneaking into Europe next season?
There was definitely a lot of talk of 3 days off, 3 days off. after that that performance. But of course, fantastic, fantastic, yeah, atmosphere. But I said to the players that praised them after a very good second half, but also that. Of course, we don't know. We are a little bit depending on other results, so we don't know exactly how that will go. So we need a result later today from Liverpool against Villa, and then we know we need that against Tottenham. Well, Tottenham and Villa need to drop points before the last game of the season, where we're facing the best team in the world. So it's a little bit of a challenge, but we will do everything we can to make an absolutely outstanding season even better.
How great have they been this season? How important have they been to you and the players, particularly over the last couple of years in the Premier League?
Fantastic. We have some very, very good fans. I think we create a very good atmosphere at home, but especially at home, is away, it seems like they step it up a notch. Fewer fans and want to cheer the team on. We know we love football, but we play for the fans. And to see that, you know, enjoyment, and of course you're focused on the game, but today, because there was naturally a little bit quiet in the stadium, you heard our away fans singing in the last whatever 10 minutes, so I just noticed that. I knew the game was not over, but after the scenes, of course, very nice. Yes, but I'm pretty sure they will have a little bit of a payback. And let's see. I think they will win tomorrow and win the Premier League. But if not, then definitely everything is on it for that game. But we showed that this season we can beat everyone. We're also very respectful. We can lose to everyone if we're not top perform. But now I'll first and foremost enjoy this win, and then I'll start preparing on Monday, looking forward.
Thomas, you've now beaten every team in the Big Six since you've been promoted. Just how remarkable do you think that is?
Thank you for that question. I think it's unbelievable remarkable. I don't know the stats, but I'm pretty sure that, I don't know. I'd like to find out, Chris. There might be some for you or somebody else or some of you guys to find out that for a newly promoted team over two seasons to beat the top six, all of the teams, must be quite unique. So, of course, we are proud of that.
Hi, Thomas. Just got a few questions. Obviously, first of all, congratulations. Are you going to grant the request for 3 days off?
I'll think about it.
Being like this dynamic duo, but I think we can probably all agree Ivan's always been the main man. Is this kind of an opportunity now for Brian to kind of, over the next 6, 7, 8 months, however long it is, for him to kind of be the main man for Brentford?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Sometimes I think actually it's a duo. I used to say Brian and Ivan have been the two that always been the go-to guys. Either we play with two up front or three, they more or less the two of them, and then I had to find who's the number three, who is that really putting his foot down and say this is my position. But of course, there's no doubt that someone needs to step more up after Ivan is out, and that can be Wissa, that can be Brian, that can be Kevin, hopefully all three of them, and then we have a Kinoz Potter who's coming back. So, but Brian, he got the experience now, the age, the level to take another step forward.
I just wanted to ask as well, what was it that Damsgaard was able to offer in the second half that maybe Frank Onyeka wasn't able to do in the first half?
I think it was a combination of us being 1-0 down. We felt that we can get more on the ball and create more opportunities, which also felt we did. And I think his ability to put a few passes together, to take the right decision on the ball, was definitely a thing that was part of changing the game.
And then I think just the final one for me, obviously played 4-3-3 today, and I think normally you play 3-5-2 when you come up against Big Six, especially away from home. What made you feel like 4-3-3 was the right move today?
I felt that we, as a team, has been growing. I felt that we had opportunity to go with this shape. There was the best possibility to win the game today. But of course, I knew, for example, in the end, that when we came under pressure, we changed to the 3-5-2 to try to win the game, of course. And I think players have been growing, so we have the right players up front. You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Cheers.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.